Today, I would like to talk to men. Men who are married. Men, I encourage you that we are to love our wives. Let me read 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I deliver my body to be burned but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. And it is not jealous. Love does not brag. And it's not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away with. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away with. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away. We have a serious problem in America today with divorce and with unhappy marriages. I talk to men all the time and hear from women all the time on how terrible their marriage is. Many God-fearing men and women are divorced. Many women and men have been divorced several times, and it seems like people keep making the same mistake. Well, coming this August, I will be married 38 years, and I want you to know that I have the most wonderful wife you could possibly ever imagine. My wife, Mary, has stood with me for 38 years, and there's many years that has been difficult for her to stay with me. I came out of some dysfunctional things with my family from my parents in my family life, and I didn't know how to treat my wife. I didn't know how to raise my kids, and I had issues of anger. But my wife stood by me for many years, and she encouraged me, and she helped me overcome my outbursts of anger, even though many times they were directed at her. But she stood with me and loved me, and I want you to know that I am so appreciative of what she has done. And so today, I want to talk to men that you need as a commandment of God to love your wife. But what does that mean? Does that mean that you need to control them and tell them everything they're to do and what not to do because you know best? No, you're to be a servant of them, as Christ is a servant to the church. You're to look to their needs and see if you are able to fill them through the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, I hear men of God talk about ministry and talking about wanting to serve God, and yet they feel like their wives pull them down and keep them from what they're supposed to do. I want to tell you this, that's not the truth. Women are there to be alongside of you, to help you and encourage you and to build you up. They're not to pull you down. And wives want to be loved, and they want to please their husbands. And so I want to encourage you, instead of worrying about, you know, oh, my wife is not like this or complains about different things. I want to compel you to pursue the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, help me to love my wife. Show me where her needs are. Show me how I can minister to her and help her be the woman of God that you've called her to be. And as you minister to your wife, you will be able to minister to the rest of your family and to the neighbors and to the world. For you see, if you think you're a man of God called to preach the gospel, but you can't even minister to your own wife, what kind of man of God are you anyway? It says here, does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own. Sometimes we get caught up in our own visions that God's given us, and we get all wrapped up that I'm the man of God, and I'm going to serve God, and I'm going to do all these great things for Him. And yet we can't even take care of the needs of our own family and minister to our wives and our children. And I'm here to tell you, if you can't minister to your wife and you can't minister to your kids, and if you don't have a solid foundation in understanding what love truly is, then you just as well give up the ministry. You just as well quit even trying to be a witness for Christ, because people will know you're phony. I get tired of listening to preachers preach that can't live it. You see, I made up my mind a long time ago, I'm not going to listen to any preacher or any teacher that I can't find out how they're living for God. I don't want to hear someone teach about evangelism that never witnesses. And I don't want to hear anybody talk about God's love that doesn't love their wife. You see, it's easy to love somebody that's nice to you and good to you. But my wife's told me over the 30 years, she knows that I love her when she acts like a jerk and I still love her. You see, that's the test. That's the test of true love. Are you willing to sacrifice your own feelings, your own desires, your own programs, your own agenda in order to minister to your wife? I truly believe that America needs men of God who love their wives, who are willing to sacrifice and give their wives what they need. A very specific testimony that I'd like to share with you that the Lord taught me some time ago was that men and women are truly different. And one of the things that, you know, a lot of men could just live in a cave. You know, they could just go and you know, just give them a TV in a cave and they'll be fine. But women like stuff, like pretty stuff. They like nice stuff. They like their house to be nice. They like nice sofas. They like carpet and, you know, nice drapes. And guys don't see the sense in that sometimes as far as spending the money. And my wife is very good at money, and she doesn't overspend money whatsoever. But I learned a long time ago, as we've had struggles up and down financially over the years, like most families do, that as a head of my home, as a man with a great wife, when my wife comes to me and she says she wants some nice floors, I don't have to panic over the finances of it. I don't have to worry about the money that it might cost to buy those floors. For you see, I am called to be her servant. And so if she has a need, such as new floors for our house, that would be nice and would help entertain other people and minister to other people that would come into our home. All I have to do as a man of God is not panic and be full of fear over spending the money on it. I can go to God, and I can say, God, you gave me this wonderful woman, and she wants some new floors. And I don't know where we're going to get the money for that, but you do, God. So I'm asking you right now for help, for wisdom, for the finances to provide for the things that my wife needs. When I learned this truth, it was absolutely freeing. It was freeing, and the fighting over money in our home disappeared. Because now I go to God. When my wife needs new clothes, I want to provide them for her. And if I don't have the finances, I go to the Lord and I say, look, I'm her husband. I need to provide for her. Lord, show me how and what and where I can do to meet her needs. And he always comes through. He always comes through. He wants strong families. He wants strong marriages. And it's about time that the church wakes up and stops all this divorce stuff. I'm sorry, if you've already divorced, God is gracious and he can give you a fresh start. But don't even think for a minute to get married again unless you're willing to love your wife. And I'm telling you from experience, I'm a blessed man. I have a wonderful wife, 4 great kids, and 4 great grandkids. I am truly blessed. And I know that because of that, I'm able to go out on outreaches and serve God in a ministry God has given me. Friends, learn to love your wives. Find out what they need. Do they need flowers? Do they need a hug? All women are different, but they have needs, and it's our responsibility as men to meet those needs. I encourage you, I command you through the scriptures to love your wives. God bless you.